The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for November 3rd. Today's word is sinew, spelled S-I-N-E-W. Sinew is a noun that means tendon, especially one dressed for use as a cord or thread. It can also mean solid, resilient strength or power. Sinew can also mean the chief supporting force or mainstay when used in the plural as sinews. Here's the word used in a sentence from Cook's Country. This roast from the shoulder was beefy and juicy. A thin line of sinew was the only unpleasant distraction. Many parts of the body have come to have figurative meanings in English. One can have an eye for interior design, for example, or lack the stomach for horror films. Muscle, of course, can mean strength, and so can sinew, a word for the tissue that ties muscle to bone, more commonly known as a tendon. For a while, sinew and nerve were used in a synonymous manner for both tendons and nerves. But the use of sinew in the use of nerve is now obsolete, and nerve in the sense of sinew or tendon is now primarily found only in certain phrases such as strain every nerve, which implies making every possible effort. The use of sinew to mean the chief supporting force ties into its anatomical function as a stabilizing unit. Sinew derives via Middle English from the Old English word siono. It's also related to the Old High German word senawa, meaning sinew, and the Sanskrit word syati, meaning he binds. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.